And welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's new show highlighting our mission, community impact, and the partners that help make it happen. I'm your host, Morgan, and I'm joined by my co-host, our very own president and CEO, Mike Sutton. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Morgan? How are you?
Good. Excited for this second episode?
Yeah. This is really exciting. We're taking this thing, you know, worldwide. It's going to be an award-winning podcast.
So thank you to our early listeners for sticking with us and being here on the foundation of a great new podcast and show.
All three of them.
All three. So this first series will highlight the Friends of Habitat. So those are our local leaders in our community who help make an impact through their own organizations as well as while they're involved with Habitat. So Mike, do you want to give a little preview of our guest today?
Yeah, so Tracy West is going to be talking to us a little bit about the Valspar Championship. She is the tournament director for the tournament, and she also is part of a business called ProLink Sports. And so we're going to hear a little bit about how the PGA Tour has been impacted by COVID and the work that the Valspar Championship does to give back to the community. So, you know, here at Habitat, we've been just so blessed with their support over the years. But Tracy's going to tell us a little bit about what's in store for this coming year. So excited to talk to her. She's also a board member. So, you know, we love Tracy at Habitat.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited to have her on and talk a little bit about what it's like being a leader in a male-dominated industry as a tournament director. So I can't wait to have her on.
Awesome.
Before we get to Tracy, if you're tuning in and you're more than three viewers, because I'm sure there are many more of that, we would love for you to get social with us. So follow us on social media. Our handles are up there, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And feel free to interact with us today in the comments. Before we get to our featured guest, we want to do a little highlight on our resource.
Yeah, so you know, at Habitat, one of our revenue generators here is our ReStore. So we have two locations in our service area. We have one up in Newport Richey, and we have one here in Clearwater, which is where Morgan and I's offices are based. What's really cool about the ReStore is that you never know what you're going to find there, right? So it's a lot of gently used and brand new building supplies and materials. Items that go in the home. So I went shopping this morning. Hold up.
Gosh.
So I went shopping this morning. Christmas is coming, right? So, you know, here I am, right? A single dude, you know, I got to decorate my tree. So I got some ornaments, some pink and green. I don't know what I'm gonna do with those, but, and I got a string of lights. They blink. So I'm good with that as well, but you never know what you're going to find there, Morgan. So, yeah. So I'm getting ready to do some painting. So instead of going to Lowe's or Home Depot, I can buy these supplies cheaper than when you go to one of those other big stores. But it also supports Habitat. And you never know what you're going to find at the ReStore. But I'm so excited. I spent my paycheck today out there, and I'm ready to go for Christmas and for my painting.
Perfect. And right now when you shop, both ReStores are supporting builds for two different families, one in Pasco and one in Pinellas. So when you shop, you'll see family bios and some photos and some information about those families, and you can help support them in their journey to home ownership. That's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Cool. Well, let's bring on Tracy. So Tracy West, we're very fortunate to have her on our board of directors. She's been a part of that for 6 years now. So Tracy, thank you for being with us today. We thank you for everything you do for Habitat, but also our community through Valspar, through the championship.
Well, thank you for having me. Morgan, great to see you. Mike, great to see you as well.
Awesome. Well, we'll probably have a whole, you know, 3-4 people tuning in, but we're excited to use this as a platform to really talk about affordable housing and really highlight some of the people that support us, some of the businesses that support us, and just the continued need for housing throughout the community. So, but before we get to housing and specifically around Habitat, tell us a little bit about your involvement with, you know, how did you get into this this industry, right, where you're running professional golf tournaments? And you do that through ProLink Sports, which is a company you're a partner in, but then also as the head tournament director for the Valspar Championship.
Yeah, so over 30 years ago, believe it or not, and I started out as a volunteer. So back in, I'm going to date myself, back in the early 90s, late 80s, I worked in business, but I volunteered on the side at a senior PGA Tour event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So it all goes back to good things happen when you volunteer, including building homes for Habitat. But I volunteered at an event, and that led to a career, and I've been in golf pretty much ever since in pro golf management.
Awesome. What brought you here then to the Tampa Bay region?
Yeah. So when the tournament has been here for over 40 years, right, in the Pinellas County area, but when it switched title sponsors to Valspar, our company ProLink Sports brought Valspar to the table. So we took over management of the tournament underneath the Copperheads, which is the local civic organization that we report up to and that they serve as ambassadors in our community. So they hired ProLink Sports to manage the event. And our CEO and partner asked me to come from Boston and move down and become the tournament director here.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So you left a very cold city during the winter to come to paradise, basically.
Absolutely. And don't regret it any day.
You got away from those losing Red Sox and came down here to, you know, hang out with a World Series team like the Tampa Bay Rays.
Exactly. Go Rays. Go Bucks. Go Lightning.
There you go. Well, cool. So with the tournament, it's obviously grown so much over the years, right? I remember going to the tournament as a teenager when it was the JCPenney Classic, and they were the pairings, and I think it was men and women playing together on the same team. And you'd see, some random people just walking around the course, but it was nothing like what you see today, which is like a spectacle, right? So when you came in, the tournament was on its last leg, right? There was talks that it was going to move to a different area. So what did you and your team do to kind of revive it and make it, one of the most, impressive tournaments on the tour?
Yeah, well, it all comes down to community first and foremost, right? The community rallied. They did almost lose the event. It was within really hours of moving to Puerto Rico, believe it or not. And really with Valspar coming in, they're a terrific title sponsor, the investment that they've made in the tournament, the vibe and the energy, we're known as the most colorful PGA Tour tournament in the world. And we live and breathe that. And so we had a title sponsor that really supported the creativity that we wanted to bring to the tournament and really take it from being just a pro golf tournament that you could kind of come out and watch to a happening. So our goal is to make sure that this event, it's like a professional golf tournament getting in the way of a great party, right? So we're really wanting to make it be very family friendly, very fun for people to come out. And it's more like, if you don't come out at least one day, you've missed out. It's like FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. And I think we've been able to do that over the last 6-7 years. So it was really with great belief, from our Copperheads that we could turn this event into one of the best events on the PGA Tour. And they believed it. They got behind our vision, and we're really lucky to be able to have a great tournament now.
Awesome.
So I'm going to transition a little bit. Speaking of FOMO, I have never been to the tournament. I was super excited to go last year, and then 2020 happened. So looking at this upcoming year, what is that going to look like? What's your team doing to kind of navigate and still keep up that amazing experience? Because I've seen the photos. I've heard the buzz. It's there for sure. And I don't want to have FOMO this year. So
preview. Exactly. So, it's a challenge, right? Because, COVID's still with us and still happening. And so I think all professional sports, including the PGA Tour and including our event, are really looking to figure out, okay, how do we maximize the size of the event, but still do it in a safe manner, safe for the community, safe for the people attending, the fans attending. Safe for our players and the caddies, our volunteers, everyone that's involved with the tournament. So we're building those plans, and it's plan A, B, C, D, et cetera, right? Because we don't know how big the tournament will be. We don't know how many fans that we're going to have out there. So, it's our certainly in our intention, because we know everybody really missed it, you know, in 2020. And a lot of people, you know, the community was really disappointed, because it is a really beloved event now. So our goal is to have as many people as we can, but in a safe manner. So we're working on those plans right now.
Awesome.
I think when COVID first hit, you know, back in March, your tournament was one of the very first kind of big cancellations, right? I think we were supposed to have WrestleMania here in Tampa Bay right around the same time. Your tournament, the race down in St. Petersburg, it was all kind of within a month or so that we started to see all these cancellations. And, you know, I don't think we had any anticipation that COVID would turn out the way it has, right? And really upended 2020. So, but we're looking forward to an amazing 2021, and to get back out there. Are you anticipating reduced crowds and, you know, kind of a different feel to the tournament at all?
Yeah, I doubt we'll be, you know, unless things dramatically change and improve, right? Which we all hope for. I doubt we'll be the same size as we normally are. You know, we hope to have it done in a way where spectators, where we keep them, so, you know, work with them. And a lot of it's going to be based upon the fans' cooperation, you know, and how to stay socially distanced. Now, what's great is we're in a golf course, right? We've got a lot of acres, you know, for people to spread out. So if you want to be socially distanced, you can be. There's just no question about it. I think our concern and what we're working on is the fans that are going to follow the really big names and the big, big players, and how we make sure that in a good, safe way that people are able to enjoy this, but yet be able to be socially distanced. So, yeah, I would suspect our crowds will be a little bit smaller than normal.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Habitat and maybe how you got connected to us and why it makes sense for the Valspar Championship to partner with Habitat and vice versa.
Yeah, so we got involved. So Valspar is obviously a paint company, Valspar Paint, owned by Sherwin-Williams. And for us, it's really important to sponsor and support Habitat. So Valspar Paint provides all the paint for Habitat that's used throughout the country. So every home that's painted, a Habitat home that's painted, is painted with donated paint from Valspar. Uh-huh. So it made natural sense from a national perspective to be involved. But additionally, we love Habitat for Pinellas and West Pasco counties, right? You guys are such a terrific organization and do such good work in the community and are so well respected. So for us, it made complete sense being involved. You know, it's kind of two great brands, right? From the Valspar mm-hmm. Championship side and from the Habitat locally side. So we're really, really proud to support you guys.
That's awesome. Well, it's, you know, Valspar Paint obviously has been involved with Habitat for 25 years now. And the donation that they make on an annual basis by providing the paint across the country for every Habitat home is well over $1 million a year in just donated paint, right? So, I mean, it's phenomenal and just such an amazing commitment. So, we always encourage our staff and our board, you know, if you're doing any sort of work around your house, make sure you buy Valspar, because we're extremely proud of that partnership. And it's continued, right, with the Sherwin-Williams coming in and purchasing Valspar. They've just grown the brand even more. And so we're fortunate to continue to have that support. So tell us a little bit about how Habitat's involvement, like what you guys have done to kind of get out and swing a hammer and everything. Cause I think it's really neat how you get a lot of the volunteers out to partner with us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the best things about the PGA Tour and of course the Valspar Championship is we're a professional sport that supports our community, right? And other pro sports do too, don't get me wrong. But the basis of the PGA Tour, every PGA Tour event is owned by a 501c3 of some sort, right? So the monies that are raised, you can add up what all the other pro sports teams do, the four major pro sports, what they do in charitable dollars, and it doesn't equal what the PGA Tour generates every year. So for us, it's not only generating the charitable dollars, the actual dollars in support. We want to live and breathe it, right? So the Copperheads, which is, as I mentioned earlier, our kind of civic organization that helps manage this tournament. It's over 200 business and civic leaders throughout Pinellas County and really throughout the entire Tampa Bay region. And we want to live and breathe what we preach, right? So for us, it's we want to be hands on deck and hands involved. And it's such a great feeling for the staff and the Copperheads. So when we help, for example, support a home each year in Pinellas County, we're so proud, you know, to get out there and swing those hammers. Although I've hurt my thumb many a time, but it's all okay. It's all good. I'm not the most coordinated, so that's why we usually tend to do paint days.
I was out 2 years ago when you guys were out at Jade Zadar's house, and we're out there painting, and you were doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm an expert painter now. Absolutely. So it's really important for us to be out there and see our dollars go to work, but really meet the families, you know, to meet the Habitat families and hear their stories and hear their drive and ambition and everything that they need to do to really the process that they need to do and commit to be a Habitat homeowner. It's really impressive. And to really see those families, get to know those families, you know, volunteer on the home. It puts a face to what we're doing as a tournament and the dollars that we're helping raise. So we love it.
That's awesome. Well, I can't think of another organization that does so much to not only raise the financial support in our community, but also come out and put some sweat equity behind it. So we're thankful to you and everyone at the Valspar Championship for the continued support, the Copperhead Charities, obviously. So Morgan's got an important question to ask you as we kind of wrap up here. And you know, this first series of our Habitcast is all around Friends of Habitat. So we're asking every single person that's on with us to kind of share a little bit about what home means. So Morgan, go ahead and ask Tracy that important question we want to know about.
So as Mike said, we've been running a campaign and kind of getting feedback and different answers from homeowners and volunteers and donors and sponsors and partners like yourself. What does home mean to you? Especially now, especially when the pandemic hit in March, home means so much more than it did before and people might take it for granted. So we've really been kind of trying to shift that perspective to ask that question, what does home mean to you?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question and very apropos, you know, with the times that we're in. I think what home means to me is, and I would have said this probably even prior to COVID. To me, home means having a safe place, having a safe place to, you know, to put your head down, you know, each night, and to really so not only safe, you know, from the type of home that you're in, and you know. That there's no mold, there's no whatever, right? You know, that it's a safe environment to live in, but it's an environment to thrive and to have your family thrive. And that's what home means to me. It's a spot where your family can gather and you can look to set your goals and your objectives and where you want to be in life. And you work together as a family unit and you really thrive. And home's a place where you get to do that with those that are closest to you that you love. So I think that's what home means to me.
That's awesome. Well, we are very thankful that you and Mike and your kids all decided to make the Tampa Bay area your home because Tampa Bay is better because of the work that you and the folks with the championship have done to really elevate that tournament. So, And again, selfishly, we're just so thankful for the partnership between the organization and Habitat. So thank you, Tracy, for joining us today. We really, really appreciate all that you're doing. We know you're going to have an amazing 2021 tournament. We'll all be out there. Morgan gets to experience her very first golf tournament in person. But we're really excited for you guys and know that you guys will knock it out of the park. So.
Well, thank you so much. And again, we're happy to be part of the community. And you're right. The 2021 Valspar Championship is going to be fantastic. We're
awesome.
The world's finest golfers here for everyone to come out and watch. And it will be a good party and a good time.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy. So before we wrap up.
You really have never been to a golf tournament? And you've never been to the Valspar Championship.
Golf tournaments that we've put on and that I've helped orchestrate, but never on the other side. So I was so bummed that was my birthday month. Yeah. My birthday month, and then I got a pandemic for my birthday. Like, come on.
So it canceled everything that month. Wow. Yeah,
pretty much. So I can't wait.
We'll get you out there this year. It's gonna be fun. Awesome.
Tracy's awesome. So I'm so glad she was able to join us. That partnership is just so beneficial to the community and our homeowners. Mm-hmm. And I've been out there on days when the Valspar team is out painting, and I haven't seen them swinging any hammers. So I hope she doesn't hurt herself next time. But she's good, professional.
She's got it down. Well, it's been a transformational partnership. I mean, obviously, you know, just in a short 5 years, more than $650,000 they've donated to Habitat. They've built 5 homes with us. They've done a few other events that have impacted our community. So, and that's just Habitat. Just imagine the impact that they've had, you know, with the other 70 organizations they support. So pretty impressive. So, so take us home, Morgan.
All right. Well, to wrap up, we would love for you to get involved with the Habitat mission. So what does that look like in the middle of a pandemic? You can apply, you know, do you know someone who's interested in the program or who may be able to benefit from the program? One of the things that we highlighted today was our ReStore. So Mike showed you lots of cool things that are available in the ReStore. You can come in for your Christmas decorations all the way to paint. Maybe you're redoing your bathroom and you need more tile. So we would love for you to come in to the ReStore. We have 2 locations, Newport Richey and Pinellas. In Clearwater. And if you mention the Habitcast, mention that you watched this episode, and you will receive a 20% off discount. So be sure to do that and shop the store that helps build homes. And
I should have tried these before I bought them to make sure that they worked, huh?
I'm sure that John and Malia, our ReStore managers, will be more than happy to let you plug them in before you.
I just thought of that. See, this is, you know, all this. This is a new experience for me. Morgan, thank you for guiding us through today. And again, we're so excited to have talked to Tracy. Well, I know we have another episode coming up in a couple weeks. So hopefully people tune in and listen to our award-winning show. So until next time, thank you. Thanks for being with us today. And thanks for continuing to support Habitat.
Absolutely.